After the Haiti earthquake, not everyone's response was charitable. A small minority decided to use it as an opportunity to make some money. Authorities in New York are investigating unscrupulous scam artists. They've been trying to provide phony legal services to Haitian immigrants. These are Haitian immigrants who want to take advantage of the United States government offer of a temporary protected status. With details, we've got the Manhattan District Attorney, Cyrus Vance Jr. He's a Manhattan District Attorney. He says his department has been getting complaints of scam artists charging Haitians exorbitant fees to apply for the immigration benefit. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can you tell me, what's the scope of this? How many complaints has your office received, and what are the complaints detail?
Well, we received a number of complaints. I think the scope is enough to cause us concern, and particularly in light of the very difficult situation for the Haitian community. And the kinds of cases that are involved here are people who are preying upon Haitians because of their vulnerable situation. They include situations where someone pretends to be a lawyer who is not, someone who pretends to be a professional, like a government agent or real estate agent, offering to provide specific services, or a promise for a successful completion of documents, or simply someone who is unlicensed to practice law, engaging in the practice of law. The bottom line in all of this is that we have a very vulnerable group of people, and people are taking advantage of them in that time of need by falsely representing either who they are or what they can do, all motivated by profit.
Who are these people who are pretending to be lawyers or government agents? Are they American citizens? Are they Haitian?
It can be a mix. It can be a mix. Some members of the community, I think we're finding in our complaints that it is a mix. It's not dependent on any one particular individual.
Okay, it's not limited to New York, certainly. In Massachusetts, the Catholic Charities of Boston have also been running legal clinics to help Haitian immigrants there avoid these kind of scams. Margene Perhote is the organization's Director of Refugee and Immigration Services. Good morning, Margene.
Good morning, Celeste.
So you have actually held 5 information sessions for Haitians. Have you gotten complaints from your clients?
Yes, Celeste, we have. And to reiterate what Attorney Vance was saying, we are seeing the very same things here in the Boston region. And our immigration legal clinics have been set up to hopefully prevent Haitians from being taken advantage of. But we do have folks coming in and saying, this person around the corner said that I could get my family here for $5,000. And, is this possible? And so we are very fortunate that we've got an amazing group of immigration attorneys to help prevent vulnerable Haitians from being taken advantage of.
So give me an example of that story that you just said. Someone offers to bring someone's family here for $5,000, and perhaps this person raises $5,000 and pays mm-hmm. it to the person. Then what happens?
Well, unfortunately, what happens right now, Celeste, is there's not a lot of provisions within the law to bring families here quickly. So this is happening to Haitians who really want to get their families off the streets in Port-au-Prince. And so they're desperate. And then they find out that once they go to Haiti to try to bring their family out, there's no legal mechanism to do so. So they've spent all this money, and now their family is still trapped in Haiti, and now they have $5,000 less to support the family back home.
Okay, Margene Perhote, she's the Director of Refugee and Immigration Services. You heard the District Attorney for Manhattan say that there's a mix among the people, these scam artists, these con artists. Are you finding the same thing there in Boston, that they're both a mix of Haitians and American citizens that are doing this?
Exactly the same. It's really not different. And this problem has been plaguing the immigrant community for years. It's not new to the Haitian situation. So it's always something that we're keenly aware of, because we often, as Catholic Charities, receive the person after they've been scammed by these nefarious individuals.
Cyrus Vance, what is the legal jurisdiction here? If someone is a Haitian immigrant, what powers do you have to prosecute them for this kind of thing?
Well, first of all, I think just to to follow up on the comments from Catholic Charities, this isn't just about prosecution. I think the goal of all of us here is about how to prevent these from occurring in the first place. And that's why we, in fact, several weeks ago, working with our local borough president, Catholic Charities, a number of providers held a Help for Haitians seminar and meeting on a Saturday where we brought not only our community and the federal government, but the Catholic Charities and other providers to both alert people to what was going on, help those people know, help the Haitians know how they can legitimately apply for temporary protected status, you know, and provide essentially wraparound services both to alert and prevent the crime and help those who are in need appropriately document their document their applications. What basically we have here is simply fraud and theft. The jurisdiction is really straightforward. People are being conned. They are being told that someone can deliver a product or an event that is false. Money is being paid to do it, and it's a scam. It's really a fairly straightforward situation of theft.
Okay, that's Cyrus Vance. He's the Manhattan District Attorney. Margene Perhote of the Catholic Charities of Boston. How much should it cost a Haitian immigrant to apply for temporary protected status?
The average filing fee that they have to pay to the U.S. government is $470. And with so many generous providers, such as the Catholic Charities, both here and in New York, many agencies are doing this for free. So I encourage Haitians to look for the TPS clinics or workshops in their areas and get this service for free, because there's many, many dedicated attorneys who want to help Haitians and ensure that they're not being taken advantage of.
Okay. Margene Perhote is the Director of Refugee and Immigration Services for Catholic Charities. For those who may have encountered some suspect immigration services, we have a link on our website to the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. You can go to thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.